Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to read just a few verses of the scriptures, words of invitation, words of warning from the prophet Malachi, where he said this: "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he will come. But who can abide the day of his coming? For when he comes, he shall be like the refiner's fire, and he shall be like the fuller's soap." Friends, this is a time, a seasonal time, when we remember the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But how pertinent it is for us to remember his second appearing. A time when he appears in the temple, when he comes to refine the fire, to refine like fire, to turn the dross and to remove it. Oh, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ came in humility, in gentleness, in weakness the first time. But when he returns the second time, he will come in glory and in power and in majesty. Oh, friends, how willfully we forget these basic realities. How easily we forget the things that stare us in the face, warn us in our ears, as it were. "I will send my messenger, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight shall come. But who can abide the day of his appearing?" And so it was in the day of the Saviour, when he first came to the temple. He threw out the money changers, he threw out the usurers, the exchangers, those who thought they were doing God's service, but in reality they were dross, they were chaff, they were stubble. Friends, when it comes to the day of judgment, where will you be in that day? How will you stand before the refiner's fire? How will you stand before that purging of the threshing floor? When Christ appears in his majesty and in his glory, for his second appearing, where will you be then, friends? How will you stand in his holy sight? How will your life stack up in his sight? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But our friends, look around you in Manhattan. See the wickedness on every hand. See the uncleanness. We celebrate a time of grace, a time of mercy. But how do we celebrate it? By carnal means, by festivals of the flesh, by things that indulge the flesh and ruin the spirit, weaken the conscience and make us base and defiled. When Christ came the first time, he came in simplicity, he came in humility, he came in gentleness. The second time he comes with fire, like a refiner to fire, to purge the floor. Seek him, friends, while there's still opportunity. Turn to him, ask him for grace. Ask him for wisdom while it may still be obtained. Oh, friends, break off from sin before it ruins you. This city is steeped with iniquity, steeped with things that God hates, God knows will wound us and harm us and disgrace us. And so Malachi said, "I'll be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who indulge the flesh." Friends, we need mercy. We need repentance. We need his grace and his kindness while he may still be found. Seek him and turn to him. "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon." If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, not to a Catholic priest, not to some human confessor, as sinful as we are ourselves, but to Christ, the mediator, the sole mediator between a holy and an offended God and our sinful selves. Go to him, friends, while he's still near at hand. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's still near. Oh, friends, our lives are so frail, so fragile, so short. Like a morning cloud they pass. Yet we're unprepared, unprepared for death. Every week in the hospital I see people unprepared for their final journey, their final destination. Where will you be in the day of judgment if you carry on as you are now? How will you stand before the assize? How can you face the searchlight of his law if you carry on as you are now, friends, without mercy, without repentance, without the grace and the kindness of the living God? Seek him and turn to him. "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Friends, there's no one in New York so sinful, so weak, so shameful, they can't not be washed and changed by that gift of the new birth, by that gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. In him is great mercy. And here's another prophecy spoken of by Zechariah the prophet, 500 years before his birth. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for their sin. Oh, friends, have you seen the one you've cursed, seen the name you've blasphemed, seen the one whose laws you've trampled underfoot and passed behind your back? Turn back from sin before it ruins you. Where does sex outside of marriage lead you, friends? A ruined family, wrecked children, a spoiled future? We need repentance. We need mercy. We need holiness within, in our homes and in our hearts. Turn away from wickedness before it becomes your ruin. Oh, friends, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him turn unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Is that your position this morning, friends? A dupe? A fool? A gullible puppet of Satan? Oh, friends, turn back from sin before it ruins you. Here are the warnings of the prophet David. He said this: the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Can there be greater moronity, foolishness than this? Not to acknowledge the evidence, not to see that which is staring in the face, to neglect, friends, that vital truth that stares us, the testimony of his word, the writings of his martyrs. Friends, seek him and turn to him. He's very patient, very gracious, but that patience won't last forever. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Seek him, friends, while he's close by. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In Christ there is mercy and cleansing for all who seek him. But our friends, seal your heart, close up your ears, steel your heart and your sear your conscience, and where will you end up in the day of days? Where will you be in the day of your death if you don't know his grace, don't know his wonderful power to convert and cleanse the soul? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Friends, we need washing. We need cleansing. We need that gift of the Holy Spirit, that gift of the new birth and of a new heart, freely given through the Messiah, freely given through the Lord Jesus Christ. But our friends, where are you headed in life? Where is your ultimate destination? Where are you going if you don't know its very purpose and meaning? Don't know how to glorify God or to enjoy his ways? All your pleasures are earthly. All your desires are sensual. Everything you're headed for is fleshly. Haven't you heard the warnings of the prophets, friends? Haven't you heard the warnings of the apostles? He that sows to the flesh shall reap corruption. And so it is with us by nature. I myself was also once an atheist, come from an atheistic family. But in Christ there is light and grace and power to wash us and to bless us. If we say that we have no sin, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. If we confess our sins, we're glorifying him. We're acknowledging his praise, showing his truthfulness, vindicating his justice, honoring his law. But our friends, we snatch the glory to ourselves. We steal the birthright to ourselves. We steal his glory, steal our opportunities, steal our gifts. And what a remorseful tragedy. What a tragic shame, friends, to throw away the very best of life, to throw away your very soul. For what? A few earthly pleasures, a few short moments. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Ask him for grace. Ask him for wisdom. Here's one of the most extraordinary verses in the New Testament. He has made him who knew no sin to be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. A wonderful substitution, an extraordinary exchange of our curse for his blessing, our life for his death. Oh, friends, what have you done with the Saviour, the Messiah, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord Jesus Christ? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Friends, break off from sin before it becomes your ruin. Turn away from iniquity before it's your disgrace. Break those chains of lust and uncleanness and follow him. Shake off the dust. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. Oh, friends, what have you done with your soul? What have you done with your conscience? What have you done with his manifold warnings? What have you done with his glorious testimony? Thrown it all away? Thrown away your heart and your soul? Where are you going after death if you don't know his grace? Seek him and turn to him for grace and for life. If we confess our sins, not to a Catholic priest as sinful as ourselves and perhaps worse, but to Christ, the Saviour, the Messiah, the Alpha and the Omega, the God-man, the Word made flesh. In him, friends, is life from the dead. In him, friends, is grace and power to wash us and to cleanse us. If you're living for pleasure, if you're living for self-indulgence, you're dead while you still live. What kind of zombie life is it you're leading, friends, if you live for pleasure? Live for senses. Live just for the here and now. Wake up to righteousness. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. Go to his word, friends. Read the warning for yourself. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is an open fountain. As the prophet Zechariah spoke 500 years before his birth. Opened up in Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. But why won't you wash? Why won't you come? Why won't you turn? Why, friends, would you harden your heart ever the more and wreck your soul and wreck your future? Not dragging your own self down to hell only, but your children and grandchildren will follow. Seek him, friends. Turn away from sin. Ask him for grace and for life while he may still be found. Again, the words of the Saviour. He said this, I am the bread of life. Why are you chasing after things that don't satisfy? Why are you earning money to put it into a bag with a hole? Oh, friends, what is your heart? What is your life? If lived for just this present earthly existence, if you live just for the senses, just for what you can see and have and get, what is your life, friends? It is but a vapor, like the puff of steam that comes out of a kettle. So are our lives, so fragile, so temporary, so ephemeral, human life, so fragile, easily cut off in a moment. But in God's word is an eternal warning, an eternal invitation, a call to life and to mercy. Oh, friends, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear friends, seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. Go to him for life and for grace. The Lord Jesus Christ said of himself, I am the bread of life. In him, friends, is grace to feed us, to strengthen us, to keep us from temptation, to guard our hearts and our lives. But, oh, friends, what have you given your heart to? Where are your desires? What are the idols you worship, if not of God? Where is your love for the living God? If you love this world, you're his enemy. You've turned against him. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. A sensual life, a carnal life, reaps corruption. Reaps nothing, friends, but remorse and sorrow. A spiritual life reaps life and peace. Seek him, turn to him, ask him for grace and for life while he may still be found. Again, the warnings of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said this, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Friends, we need that gift of repentance. We need that wonderful gift of mercy and of pardon. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Again, the words of Malachi, the prophet, he says this, behold, the day comes that shall burn like an oven, and all the proud, yea, all they that do wickedly, shall be stubble in that day. They shall be root burned up, root and branch. Oh, friends, what will remain to you when you go through that fire? If you don't know his mercy, don't know his grace, don't know that wonderful gift of repentance and mercy, seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Don't throw away your eternal soul. Don't be beguiled into exchanging it for the trinkets of this world. Friends, wake up to wisdom. Wake up to righteousness. Wake up to his eternal gift and call. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. The day comes, behold, he says, that shall burn like an oven. And all they that do wickedly, those who commit sex outside of marriage, those who enter into sodomy, those friends who engage in all manner of sexual perversion and vice, shall be burnt up. We need repentance. Every one of us deserves hell. Every one of us deserves God's indignation and is resting under it even now. But in Christ there is power and pardon and mercy to cleanse us from the inside. He desires truth in the inward parts. He desires wisdom in the secret parts of the being. He desires to bless us and to cleanse us. But our friends, what have you done with that warning? What have you done with his commands? What have you done with his glorious invitation? What excuse do you have for rejecting his mercy and his grace? In Christ is life from the dead, is the kiss of life for us who live a zombie life of turning after pleasure, seeking the here and now. You know, the scriptures say the man or the woman who lives for pleasure is dead while they live. And so we are by nature, friends, dead in trespasses and sins, blown about by the prince of the power of the air, blown about by the course of this evil, perverse generation. We need mercy. We need repentance. We need his grace and his life. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But our friends, look at what he says about our sin. What a portrait! It's somewhere unclean, something unholy. Our hearts, friends, are dark and dirty and filthy and foolish. By grace we need his washing. By his cross, by his death, we need his life and his blessing. The Lord Jesus Christ bore the curse that we have deserved, we have earned, in order to purchase us freedom and liberty and grace. But how have we used that liberty? As a license for sin. Oh, friends, we need his repentance. We need his mercy. We need his grace and his kindness. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Ask him, friends, for mercy and for kindness. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God bless. Oh, friends, what have you done with your soul? What have you done with God's warning? What have you done with his glorious invitation to life and to mercy? Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous one forsake his thoughts, and let him turn unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In Christ is mercy to cover the weakest, the vilest sinners in New York, in Manhattan. In Christ there is a great Saviour, one capable of saving the greatest of sinners. But the problem with us is unbelief. The problem with us is suspicion. The problem with us is carelessness and indifference. Oh, friends, turn away from sin before it ruins you. The plague of plagues, the great leprosy of the heart, not recognized by the blind or the deaf or the dead, which we all are by nature spiritually. But when his spirit stirs, when he awakens us, then, friends, we see the portrait of our own hearts in the searchlight of his law. Seek him, turn to him, ask him for grace and for mercy while he may still be found. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In him, friends, is mercy and power to wash the most filthy, the most foolish, the most unclean of us. In Christ is liberty and grace for the most bound up in sin. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. Ask him for grace. I'd like to read you two prophecies of the prophet Zechariah, where he says this: the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, says the Lord, who stretches forth the heavens and the earth, lays the foundation of the earth, forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the people round about. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut to pieces. Oh, friends, what have you done with God's word? What have you done with God's warning? What have you done with his glorious invitation? What have you done with his patience and his kindness? Seek him and turn to him. Turn away from a carnal, fleshly life, a life just for the senses, a life just for the here and now. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. If you sow to the flesh, you'll reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life and peace. Seek Him through His Word, through His solemn revelation, through His warning and His invitation in the Scriptures. Oh, friends, don't be careless. Don't stick your head in the sand like an ostrich. Seek that very glory of God, that purpose of life in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him and turn to Him while He's still near at hand. Oh, friends, what have you done with His warnings? What have you done with His great grace and kindness? Seek Him and turn to Him while He's still near at hand. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return unto our God, for He will abundantly pardon. In Christ there is the fullness of God's promise and plan. But our friends, we've spoiled it. We've wrecked our souls, stained our conscience, wrecked our lives, snared our conscience, bound our spirits with the chains of sin. We need a Saviour. We need a washer. We need a cleanser. We need a deliverer. Only to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the Word made flesh. In Him, friends, is that great Saviour, fit and able to save us. Seek Him and turn to Him. You don't think you need salvation, friends? Look again at the ugliness of your own heart in the searchlight of His law. Look at those great commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. But our hearts are like ice. Our hearts are cold and dead when it comes to spiritual realities. We're neglectful and careless and thoughtless when it comes to the purpose of life. When it comes to God's glory, His plans, His purposes, how neglectful, how foolish we are by nature. Oh, friends, seek Him and turn to Him while He's still near at hand. Go to Him for grace. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We make God a liar, and His word is not in us. If we confess our sins to Christ, through the cross, to the Messiah, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, friends, will you go down to death unwashed, unclean, unfit for prayer, unready for worship, unready for His presence? Don't you know what God is like? He is a consuming fire in His brightness. He is holy and just and will not acquit sin. But in Christ there is grace and washing and power to bless us and to change us. Here again the words of the prophet Zechariah 500 years before Christ. He says this: "They shall look upon me whom they have pierced and mourn." Oh, friends, here's the prophet speaking prophetically of the future of a messenger who will come in the name of the covenant, who is pierced and wounded for sin, whose wounds open up a fountain for righteousness, for cleansing. Friends, what have you done with the Saviour? What have you done with the Lord Jesus Christ? What have you done with His grace and His goodness? Seek Him and turn to Him while He's still near at hand. In Christ, there is that great fountain of life, whose very wounds are to us a fountain for cleansing. Again, friends, he says this: "In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness." Where else will you wash? Will you go to the Quran? Will you go to the Bhagavad Gita? Will you go to Buddha, to Gautama Siddhartha? Where will you find washing for sin? Only one has authority to forgive us. Not the Pope, not all the priests of Rome. Only one has lived a sinless life. Only one has lived in accordance with holy prophecy. Only one, friends, seals up the testimony, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What have you done with Him, friends? What have you done with His warning? What have you done with the great cross? An invitation and a warning of impenitence, a warning of the danger of being unprepared. Seek Him and turn to Him while He may still be found. Go to Him for life and for grace while He may still be found. Again, the words of the prophet Zechariah, he says this: "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow, says the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." Prophetic words spoken 500 years before the birth of the Saviour. Oh, friends, who else has fulfilled these words? Moses certainly hasn't. Samuel certainly hasn't. Only the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, has sealed up vision and prophecy in such a manner. Only the great Lamb of God is fit of worship, fit to be trusted, worthy of our adoration. And yet, friends, how do you live with respect to Christ? You re-crucify him to yourselves afresh with every curse. You take his name and his law and trample it underfoot. Oh, friends, why are you living a lie? Why are you living a deceit? Why are you pampering the flesh? Why are you sowing to the flesh? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Sow to the Spirit. Reap life and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ by his cross, by his death, and by his wonderful resurrection. Seek him and turn to him. Oh, friends, don't be the gullible fools, the puppets of this world. Don't follow down the pathway, the broad way that leads to destruction. Seek the narrow way of life. The way to destruction is broad, and many there are who go in it. The way to life is narrow, and few there are who find it. In Christ, there is that way of repentance, that way of mercy, that way of cleansing. In the Saviour, there are those glorious fountains opened up for sin and uncleanness. Where else will you wash your filthy heart? Or will you stay filthy to the end of your days? Oh, friends, come and wash and cleanse your heart and your whole soul. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We make God a liar. If we confess our sins to Christ, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What have you done with your sin, friends? What have you done with your hard heart? Where will you be in the day of days? How are you prepared for death if you don't know his grace? Don't know his wonderful power to convert and to cleanse? Ask him for that wonderful gift of his Spirit. Ask him, friends, for that new gift, that new birth. Ask him, friends, for his gifts and his grace, and he will abundantly and generously bestow them on you. Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Again, the prophets say this: let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. We say sex outside of marriage is not filthy and wicked. He says it is. We say sodomy is not wicked and unclean. He says it is. He says transvestism isn't unclean and filthy. He says it is. He says it's an abomination. Oh, friends, we need to reframe our definitions. We need to refocus our thoughts and our minds to see things as the Holy One sees them. He is a consuming fire in his brightness, and he will judge. He will call us to his knee and ask us to give an account for every thought, for every idle word, for our hearts and our spirits. Dear friends, seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Ask him for grace and for mercy and for power. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the wounds of the Saviour, there is a fountain opened up for sin and uncleanness. Go and wash. Go and seek him. Seek his wisdom. Seek his power. Seek his understanding. Don't be a puppet of this evil world. Don't be a dupe of this selfish and perverse generation. Seek wisdom and grace while it may still be found. Go to him, friends, while he's still near at hand. Ask him for help and for grace. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Christ, there is a glorious fountain, the fountain of life. In the Saviour, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, there is grace to cover all our sin, to wash us, to change us, to bless us. But our friends, the greatest sin of all is unbelief. That willful neglect of the evidence, that willful unseeing sight, that willful blindness that no man can cure. Oh, friends, cast away your folly, cast away your unbelief, seek the evidence for yourself. Turn it over. Examine the data for the first time in your life. Look at the warnings of the prophets and the apostles. See how they've been fulfilled in a manifold manner in his word. Oh, friends, you think the Bible is a pack of fairy tales? You haven't been to Jerusalem. You haven't been to Israel. Every month out of the sands come new corroborations of the New Testament and the Old. The water tunnel of Hezekiah, the seals of identity of the great Israel kings, our friends, is more than enough to corroborate and to manifest the truthfulness of God's warnings and God's words. Seek Him. Turn to Him. Ask Him for grace while He's still near at hand. Ask Him for mercy and for grace while He's still there. Friends, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, sorely deceive ourselves. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Carry on as you are now, friends, and you face hell. You face destruction. The way to destruction is broad, and many there are who go in it. The way to life is narrow, and few there are who find it. Turn away from sin. Save yourselves from this crooked and untoward generation. Seek His mercy. Seek His wisdom. Seek His great grace through the Saviour, and He will freely bestow it on you. Seek Him, friends, for your own soul's sake. Amen. Thank you.